03.
What?
So, yes, he did, Sunday night. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Nun. He did. They were both there. They talked to each other.
Good.
Siman Nun Gimel. Finish your analysis. Let's go over your knowledge. It's very important. Shliach tzivah shemarach b'tfiloso k'day sheyishmu kolo always. So that's not necessarily bid. Why? Imu machmas shesamayach li, and he's marach b'tfiloso because of it. So imu machmas shesamayach libo al shemosan ergo al Hashem yizborach b'ne'ima, as the Gemara says, kaved es Hashem mehoncho megroncho, that Adar Rabba, you're supposed to use your gifts to serve Hashem. So, Tavo lo bracha, even though he's Mayrich, although we'll see in a moment he shouldn't be Mayrich too much in any event. There's a limit. But, even this, when he's feels good that he's singing and it's clapping, like, you know, he's hitting the right pitch, he's hitting the right notes, but he's doing it. Adar Rabba, he looks at himself as serving Hashem with the gifts that he has. That's good. Although he, for who she is, probably Kovad Rosh, the only B'yam of the Yira. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei. He's still doing what he's doing. He can't forget where he is and who he's in front of. He can't get carried away. He's pleased that the avod is going well, but he has to maintain the solemnity of he's davening with Hashem, he's only the Fan Melech. So that's all to the good. Avolim Machavim Lashmiya Kolo, and he's proud of himself, the Sameach Bakolo, and he's thinking of the Yashikoyach he's gonna get after davening. Arezem Maguna. That's not good. The Mishnah Berurah brings out a story. Even we said it last time, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is already as Ochiv Neam Neyatzu Lahori. This is already as Ari Gri Malchus. Shemo Yisadorish Barabim, and you had Hanoa from your drasha. You enjoyed. You had personal enjoyment. And he said, you know, maybe you never know. Ichamtoni could be. Umikom. So that's the rule. You can enjoy the fact that you're davening nicely, and if you're davening nicely, you could be somewhat mayrich, but you have to make sure that your kavanas are pure, are lishma, that you're davening nicely, and Hashem is pleased. A nice voice is a nice voice. Hashem is pleased with a nice voice. You're singing. If the chazan could be ma'or of the people, it's even better. Ma'ir in different ways. By Halal, he should be make them happy. He should a joyous tune. Different parts of davening would have different tunes, but he has to be lishma. Maguna. I mean, maguna is also not the worst thing in the world. It doesn't say Hariz Apostle maguna, but it's not okay. It's to be criticized. But nevertheless, even if you do the first half and you're doing it the right way, kol shemayrich b'tfiloso, meaning too much, lo tov oseh mei torech hatzibur. The tircha d'tzibur is a value in itself. It's going to cause lashon hara. That's for sure. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Vav, because of the Yom Shel Shlomo, Simenun Osoloi L'Hairich Loi Bertzoin HaKol, Afilu B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. When you could really be Mayrich in davening, but if the Olam doesn't want it, so you shouldn't do it. Bav Perotzen HaKol, Yoyse Midai Magune. Yehidu Loi Mechetziv L'Hashem Loi Mechetziv L'Hachem. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in this sif. What? The chazan?
Yeah.
No, not at all. What? He should be mayrich, somewhat.
The nigger.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a judgment call. If you, if he davens fast, most people look at davening fast as a zilzal. It's not. There's no objective answer. It's a judgment call. You can't be mezalzel in the tefillah either. A lot of times, people daven very fast. It creates an atmosphere of zilzal. So it can't really answer your question. I always advise people chazaras hashatz on a regular day. They should go as fast as possible. Maybe it'll be 10 people listening. Maybe if you go slow, though, there's no chance. If you go fast, there's a chance 10 people will listen. Okay, Dorach HaShulchan points out in this sif that the chazan should not repeat words. It's pretty much, and when I was a kid growing up, the chazan always repeated words. When they got up there, by Kedusha, Mosai, Mosai, Mosai. Now things got better. Things got better. Pretty much it's more acceptable now never to repeat words. I saw that shift. Okay. Also, in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, where it does talk about Hilchos Shabbos being Mayrich B'Tfilah, but there it says to be Mayrich Bezmiris, like there's parts of Tefillah. That's what I tine it here. I'm against the singing except for the songs you should sing. The Chadoidi, of course, you should sing. Kelodon, you should sing. That's all. Whatever's a song, you should sing. What's not a song is a concert. You're putting on a concert. So I, by Kedusha, I bent the rules. Said Kedusha you could sing. You're supposed to sing Zmiras. The other singing is that people shouldn't get bored. Someone had tainus to me that we don't sing enough in shul, this shul. And his taina was that davening's too long and people get bored. Like he was coming mitzadeh. So the truth is, there is such a point. It's a good point. It depends who your oilam is. To some people, to a certain oilam, that is true. If it'll keep them focused on the davening, and otherwise they'll start talking, and their minds will wander. So, it's true. But it's not the highest madrega in the world. It's you know, what can you do? It's a good idea. That's why young Israels sing everything, because they wanted to keep people interested in davening. Plain and partial. That's why they sang everything, so it kept people interested. That was the tekufa when young Israel had its moment in the limelight. They saved Yiddishkeit in America. There was a few decades when, if not for them, who knows what would have happened? There was nothing around. Young Israel and NCS, not NCS White, OU, Young Israel mainly, they had their tekufa. Then, history like passed them by. Like they stayed in the same place. This is my interpretation. They stayed where they stayed, but everybody passed them by. So now, they've lost their appeal. The oilam shifts rightward, and they have to move along with the crowd. They can't stay. But that's why all the singing, all the nigunim that we all know, Moshe, all of that, it was takadon to keep people interested in learning. People, they had to do that, and they did have to do that. My mother, Alei Shalom, she wouldn't have gone to shul if not to young Israel, and if not the young Israel davening, which was singing, and she met her friends there, and she wouldn't have gone to shul. She grew up. She went to public school. Right? She went to public school. The Novi Siakov. So she went to public school, and then she went to young Israel. That was her connection with Yiddishkeit. Really, was young Israel. Okay, but So we keep a balance in the shul. I encourage, and I wish there would be more singing of songs. And Kedusha, I grit my teeth and bear it. Ein Mamanin. I don't know, Kedusha is not a song. Okay, it could be a song, I guess. I don't know. It's not a Zmira. Kelodon is a Zmira. What? I'm not against the Hesoyeristic. The truth is, I wouldn't even mind singing in Chazoras Hashatz. But what ends up happening is that it becomes like L'chadoidi, like they pick a niggin and they just give a concert. But if a true niggin that fit the words, I would have no problem in Shmona Esrei either. If someone would come up with a lokenu v'lokei v'seinu v'seidim l'chosenu kadoshenu v'mitzvoy secha v'seinu v'lokenim sa v'secha, which was fitting to the words, I would have no problem with that. But the moment they're going to go there, kawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawaw second, but it's not for Shmona Esrei. Eimaman, so that's okay. There was, I used to daven in IJJ on the east side with some of the Rav Shmuel Bashavchik. Maybe you heard of him? The Talmud of a Baruch Ber from Europe. Talmud of a Baruch Ber. Some of the Birka Shmuels have his name in the front that they used his Shiura to put it together. So he was like a Rosh Hashiva in IJJ, Yaakov Yosef. And he, in the davening in Yaakov Yosef, he ran the davening. And he would daven for the Umud once in a while. And he, I could, it's uncanny how you, he, I don't know, it sounds weird. You understood the words when he davened. He davened in a way, it sounds mystical, it sounds crazy, it sounds magical. He davened and like the words entered your heart. You like all of a sudden understood the words. He had that ability to do it. I don't know, he davened with such heart. I was a kid, but he davened with such heart that you understood the words. I've never heard anything like it before. Rav Shmuel Bashavchik, you know who his son-in-law is? You know, Levine, he writes books on economics and Torah. Anybody know? That's his son-in-law. And his other, he had two daughters. One married Levine, who wrote all those books, and the other one married the Baron Soloveitchik's son, Eliyahu Soloveitchik, a brother to Chaim, who's in Chicago now. He took over from his father. That's who his other daughter married. Okay. He was able to do it. If you can do that, you can have a job in my shul. We'll appoint you Shliach Tzibur. Even if you don't have all the milas. Ein memanin mishikorin la'alfin aynin or la'aynin alfin. So before you get nervous, so the Bir Halacha says, Ayin l'kama m'sim kuf chav ches b'taz sim kotten lamed, d'meikul k'zeb is manenu she'en roi v'om avchinen b'zeh. So the Sfardim, yeah, but Ashkenazim generally are not. Maybe they try, but you know, the ayin is a deeper guttural sound, but generally we're not mechalic. The truth is the Gemara says, Rashi says it's very bad. You say, Yo'er ponav Hashem, Yo'er, like, if you say Yo'er, and with an ayin, it's a lashon klala, Rashi says. So, Teretz is, if everybody does it, so you follow kavana, I guess. I guess that's the Teretz.
It's much more likely to go the other direction.
What?
It's much more likely to go the other direction, to call an ayin an aleph. The way we pronounce an ayin is an aleph. You wouldn't pronounce an aleph as an ayin.
What do you mean? You think we pronounce an aleph like an ayin?
No. The Rav said, you're an aleph resh.
Yeah.
Someone's going to say, Ya'ir.
Yeah, but no one knows the difference. Oh, but what? Yeah, talk about it. Okay. Anyway, so don't worry too much about it because we don't have that. But the mission, what is no geya? And again, it gets kind of awkward when someone becomes an ovel and wants to daven to the yomah. The Mishnah Berurah says the da'od realize. Alfanayim Pirish Havaras Ainu Becholzek Ah the Amuka Yosem Havaras Aleph Vuadin Lami Shikaren Ches Hey Lishibolas Sibolas Vim Kulam Adabrim Kach Mutal Yeshliach Sibur. So why does he bring down from the Mogen Avraham and in the Bir Halacha? You mean in the Mogen Avraham just says in a locality where everybody talks like that, it's okay. The Bir Halacha is saying Bismanenu, every place, nobody's makbid. The Mogen Avraham is saying in a locality, let's say Bnei Ephraim, they said Sibolis, so you know they don't have to import a chazan from a different Azor. Okay. That's the Mogen Avraham B'Shem Radvaz. The Bir Halacha is saying, Bismanenu, don't just forget about it. The Da'o, but this is important. The Chazan has to be able to, his elocution has to be clear, proper. Shouldn't slur words, shouldn't, slurring, bump words one into another, and then get slurred, different ways of slurring. If you can't pronounce the words properly, there's nothing wrong with practicing. I made a guy in my kollel by Rav Avva Berman in Muncie. There's a guy there, a wonderful, wonderful guy. He stole a chassid. Tremendous guy. And he davened for the Omud with such a brand. But he slurred the words. So he went to a speech therapist. He taught him how to open his mouth more when he talked. He didn't open his mouth enough when he talked. So the words didn't come out clearly. And sometimes you have to take voice lessons. Sometimes you have to go to a speech therapist. It's kedai. You have to elocute words properly. You have to say the words clearly. My brother, he's a good Balkari, rather. Pretty good. But it makes me, maybe I talk the same way. He'll tell me one day, not now. He talks with such diktuk that it drives you nuts. And that's how he talks also. Okay. Is that Lashon Hara, my brother? You don't know my brother. Okay, let's go by it. No, look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. It could be noigeya to the things we should be makbid on if you don't pronounce words properly. I am a pichodesh ella bezman deleko acher roi kamoso. If he's otherwise the most qualified chazen, mutalo rida l'teva filu b'chesen heyin. Avol bal panei Moshe cholik olo desover da filu b'deleko acher. Lo shorik he im heicha shu mechavein likros oso l'ches adidei toirach yochol likros oso shapir. But you can't have him up there, even if he's the most qualified otherwise. Venera, oh, the fiddle of Prichodosh, who seems to be Mekil, ain't what the Lemonoso Lishliach Tzibur Bekeva. Penyas Damein Mocher Acher told me, Menu, don't give him the job, tomorrow you'll get a good guy, and now you're stuck with this one. Raklefam Zem, what the Lorido, but the Lekaroi Kamoso. He might say, Reb Chiyo Shem Begumara. Okay. Yud Dalid, Yud Gimel. It's not so Negeya, but it's Negeya, the concept of dressing properly, that the Shliach Tzibur has more of a responsibility to dress more properly than someone stam davening. Because everybody that davens is a din, you have to dress. You can't come in your paint splattered clothing to daven, you have to change. Some places I'm not put on a hat and jacket by davening. But the chazan you have to be more makbid on. Like we are here. So it's not crazy. It comes from Sif Yud Gimel. Pecheach v'hu mishabigdoi karua. I mean, the concept comes from this Sif. Pecheach v'hu mishabigdoi karua. Uzer osav magulim. I don't know. It either means the arm or, it's not so clear. In different places, the word zroa means either this part of the arm, and sometimes it means this part of the arm. It's used differently. So, it's not clear to me what it means here. But it doesn't matter. Mashma to me, it means this part, because the Mishburu says, Begam Tsefov. So logically, it would be the next limb, which would be here, not here. This is called the Kone. If this is called the Zroa, then this is the Kone. And this is the Yad, usually. Yad is till here. This is usually called the Kone. This is the Zroa. This is the Kosef. But sometimes the Rambam, I think, calls this the Zroa also. And it mixes in, because there's Lashon HaPosuk and Lashon HaPoskim and Hebrew, so it doesn't really matter. The point is, L'yeri L'fnei HaTeva, because it's a Mishnah Megillah. V'cheyach L'yeri L'fnei HaTeva. It doesn't pass. He has to dress properly. I saw Maramins. Yeah, the Shliach Tzibur has more of a responsibility to be wearing clean begodim. The Chazanish, I didn't even notice. I think I was coming to a Chazanish. He used to be makbid that the Chazan wear like a long baguette, a long rekel, and if he wore short, he made him wear a talus, even by Mencha Meir. So, Baruch Shekivanti Yishtikl. The idea. Okay. Sumo, Yorid Lefnei Ateva. There's two problems with a Sumo. First of all, you have to say he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, which we pass when he is Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, not like Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, he's a Balmum. A Balmum is not so poshut. If I could kayin, it's not nice. Passes for the Tzibur. So we pass in year. Mishnebura brings down Shitas, perhaps not Yomim Noiroim, or Ta'anios, when you have to be more makbet to have a Chazon with all the qualifications. But here we pass in Sumi Yerud of Ne'ateva, Ubulach Lo Yikra B'Teira. We shouldn't learn Shabbat Tzavi, Tera Shalom in Baal Peh. He's always saying psukim, but we say, if you're not being motzi, that's the way out. And it's rogil, because we're talking about davening, so it's going to be rogil. Okay, we'll stop here.